Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 193, Peace That Guards. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, verse 7. Let those words settle for a moment. Don't rush past them, because Paul is describing something the human mind, however sharp or trained, cannot fully reach, and that is precisely what makes this promise so extraordinary. Paul is not talking about peace with God. That battle has already been won. At the cross, the reconciliation was sealed. You no longer have to fight for a place before God. What Paul is describing here is something else entirely. He is speaking of the peace of God, the very interior state of the divine heart itself. What exists inside God, that deep stillness, that unshakable certainty, that calm that does not depend on any circumstance at all. And Paul says that state that belongs to God, can be poured out on you. Think about what that means. Not a peace you manufacture through willpower. Not a peace that shows up because you finally solved all your problems. A peace that comes from outside of you, from inside of God, and lands right in your chest. And it surpasses all understanding. That means it does not need your mind to approve of the circumstances before it goes to work. You can be standing in the middle of a situation that by any human calculation should produce no peace whatsoever, and this peace can still be there. Not because you are pretending the hard thing isn't real, but because you are living inside a larger reality. Now look at the word Paul chooses, guard. In the original Greek, that word is military. It is the word for a soldier posted at the gate of a city, a sentry. God's peace is not passive, my friend. It is not just a pleasant feeling that drifts in occasionally. It patrols. It stands at the entrance of your heart and your mind, both fronts of the human battle, the emotions that spike and the thoughts that circle and will not stop. And God knows both fronts. He does not tend to the heart and leave the mind exposed. He does not guard the mind and ignore what you are feeling. He covers both, completely, all at once. But there is an address. The guarding happens in Christ Jesus. Not as a formula you recite, as a place where you remain. Jesus is where this peace lives. Staying in Him, in prayer, in trust, in surrender, is the condition for the sentry to take its post. So today, before breakfast, I want to ask you to do one thing. Name that anxious thought that has been circling your mind. You know the one. Write it down on a piece of paper. Then pray out loud and give it to Christ in plain, honest words. And set that paper aside, not as magic, as a sign, as an act of faith that the sentry has taken its post, and you do not have to stand guard in its place any longer. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.